Hey, let's talk to our friend Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Good morning. How you doing, Luis?
Good morning. Getting ready to head down to the polls and vote.
Indeed, it is election day, and everybody needs to get out there and do their civic duty if they have not done that already. And let me ask you this: as a former law enforcement officer and big 2A advocate, obviously that's what you do for a living now, but as a former law enforcement officer, are you surprised that this anti-cop rhetoric is kind of coming back? Remember, we had defund the police, and you know that was a couple of years ago, and I think the Democrats suffered as a result of it, but here they're coming back even stronger, and the socialists have jumped on board. So what do you think about this anti-cop attitude, anti-ICE for sure?
Well, it comes down to a very simple thing. Government has sometimes been abusive. We, the people, have the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves. Look, GOA's stance is very simple. We believe in civil rights being respected. We're not anti-cop, but as you know, we even want to abolish ATF. But democratic socialist dogma, people want to eradicate all organs of the state, replace it with their own, and create a secret police that would be similar to what we saw in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and right now in communism. That's what they want.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not enough people see that writing on the wall, especially enough Democrats. I mean, they have this favorable view of socialism. It's incredible to any of us who, you know, have lived life for a period of time or, you know, read history books. And it's not like, you know, East and West Germany, it wasn't like those were two lifetimes away. That wasn't that long ago. People can clearly see where socialism and communism leads to, you know, and it versus capitalism. Why isn't it clearer to people today, you think?
Because people are dense, and that's why this election matters. That's why people need to go to the polls, and that's why GOA has endorsed specific candidates to preserve our rights, candidates like Marshall Ralston for House District 10 and Brian Donald for governor. You know, we want solid 2A people in Tallahassee to protect our civil rights, because a disarmed society are slaves to the state, and then you have an authoritarian regime. And we want to make sure that never happens here.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, as your position with GOA, I mean, the 2A stuff is extremely important. Who are some of the other candidates that the GOA is backing?
Well, in some other races, we're backing Jimmy Petrone, produced legislation to legalize machine gun sales again. We're backing Mike Beltran out in Tampa for Congress. He was a key member in the state house back in 2003 trying to get real constitutional carry passed. And in 2024, introduced and backed our Parkland repeal bill. This is a crucial election in the sense of we are going to basically be shaping the next 8 years of how Florida operates. And as we've seen previously, under the leadership of Paul Renner, when he was House Speaker, he blocked pro-gun legislation. He voted for Parkland. We cannot have that again. With Jay Collins, when he was a state senator, he pushed legislation that was a cop-only carve-out bill and said domestic violence victims couldn't even skip the waiting period. We can't support that. And it's not that we're anti-law enforcement. Look, I'm a former cop. I want cops to be able to carry. But to say that DV victims can't skip the waiting period, but cops can? We can't support that.
And when Byron Donalds was in Tallahassee, he did not vote to support the Parkland stuff, correct?
Correct. Donalds is one of 14 Republicans that voted against the Parkland bill. The only other man on the ballot right now that voted against Parkland is Blazin Goglia. That's why we've endorsed him for CFO, because it sends a strong message to the establishment in Tallahassee. GOA and Florida's gun owners will not back anyone who violated our rights in 2018 or continued to violate our rights. It is a very simple thing. Shall not be infringed, and we will not compromise on that. That's why we're endorsing candidates like Marshall Rawson for House District 10.
Yeah, it was disheartening, to say the least, when I talked to many Republicans involved in the voting, many of them supporting the Stoneman Douglas thing. And basically their excuse or their mantra, whatever you want to call it, was, well, we had to do something. Why does that something have to include, you know, taking legal rights away from 18 to 21 year olds? I mean, just with a swipe, gone. You know, is there anything that was in there? I mean, I'm sure there were some good aspects of it, but overall, was it preventing another shooting from taking place?
No, I sat through the entire 4-hour post-Parkland presentation put on by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. They were tasked to do the post-shooting investigation. It's a law enforcement-only presentation, and from beginning to end, it basically showed the same thing. A failure of government, that the shooter was a known problem, that he was swept under the rug. He had over 30 points of contact with law enforcement. They could have arrested him multiple times. They didn't. The school swept him under the rug. They could have reported him multiple times. They didn't. And in the end, every piece of gun control that they pushed statewide through Parkland was already basically enacted in Broward County, because Broward County already had mandatory 5-day waiting periods. That didn't stop him. The guy passed the background check. That didn't stop him. You know, the schools are a gun-free zone. That didn't stop him. Last I checked, murder's been illegal since Hammurabi. That didn't stop him. And they doubled down on the policies that failed instead of actually going and saying, you know what, maybe we should just actually pass something like real campus carry. Because as a school resource officer, I could tell you this, when seconds count, I was still minutes away. And Parkland had a school resource officer that did nothing. That's why we need to change what's going on in Tallahassee.
Yeah, that was one that came out that was really obvious and kind of sickening in a way. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, get out there and vote. And you know who he's lined up with. And we always appreciate you. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure.